Now, survivors of abuse in care in state care hope to see some signs of remorse from the government over the next 2 weeks. From today, the Royal Commission into Abuse in Care will hear from more than a dozen government agencies who will be asked to explain their role in a system which saw thousands of children abused over decades. But as Jamie Tahana reports, some survivors have little faith the Crown has learned anything.
The Royal Commission will question a range of agencies, including Oranga Tamariki, the police and the Education Ministry, about their failure to prevent and respond to decades of abuse. Keith Whiffen, who was at the Epuni Boys Home in the 1970s, will be there every day. He's hoping for some accountability.
Bear in mind, some of these officials have turned blind eye, they've been in denial, they've swept things under the carpet, and there's been a lot of resistance. So I would be asking questions of some of these officials like, what have you done? What has been your advice to government? Because at times, some of these officials at least have been more interested in supporting perpetrators than they have survivors.
So far, more than 2,000 people have given evidence. The Commission has heard from people torn from whānau and sent to institutions that were little more than holding pens. It's heard from survivors like Keith Whiffen, who as young children endured physical, sexual and psychological abuse as carers turned a blind eye.
I definitely want to see contrition. I want to see some openness, some honesty and transparency, and bear in mind these people will be under oath. Most of all, what I want to see is a commitment to doing things much better in the future.
The inquiry has also heard from people who were locked in solitary confinement for weeks or fostered out as slave labour. It's heard from survivors who, when they tried to find answers, were only met with the callous indifference of bureaucracy. Now it's the state's turn to front. The Royal Commission says agencies will be asked what they knew about the nature and extent of abuse and what they did or didn't do about it. Tupua Ehrlich gave testimony for the Royal Commission's Māori hearings in March. He has little faith he'll hear any genuine remorse.
It has to go far beyond just we got it wrong, we're sorry, we understand, because they don't actually understand. They don't understand the effects on those who they're doing wrong by.
Tupua Ehrlich is worried about what the next 2 weeks will bring. He says thousands of people have laid their trauma before the commission and hollow answers could just compound that hurt.
If a parent were to do that to their tamariki, there would be consequences for them. But when it's the government and when it's the state agency put in charge of that role, they may get a stern warning from the Public Services Commissioner and carry on. When are we going to actually place some accountability on those that are paid top bloody dollar to do their job to do it right?
The Public Service Minister, Chris Hipkins, has announced that officials have started work on a national apology and better redress for survivors. But the government's also pushing ahead with controversial legislation to change how Oranga Tamariki is monitored, against widespread opposition and before the Royal Commission publishes its final recommendations. Tupua Ehrlich says that just adds to his unease that an apology will be hollow and nothing will be learnt. As he says, Māori kids are still being taken.
You know, so don't apologise if you don't mean it. If you were sincerely sorry, you would start listening to the voices of those who have been through your system, who you have abused, who are wanting to make a solid contribution and positive changes to the system.
This morning we'll hear opening statements, and the Ministry of Social Development will front this afternoon.